Afilo b'sefer Torah. Even when he went to write a sefer Torah, when he wrote the psukim of Pasha Saita, that he made sure not to use a kankantum. Because it's very good right now. Because like we said before, the only reason why you shouldn't use a kankantum is because in Pashas Megillah, in Pashas Saita, there's a special halacha of umocha that has to be able to erase this Pasha. So Melis only, he held only this Pasha has to be written that it's able to be erased. Mashenk and the rest of the Sefer Torah, there's no reason to erase it. So therefore, whatever, anything else he wrote, he used to use this good dye that you can't erase. Only when he wrote either a regular Pasha, I mean, regular Megillah Saita, that's Pshita. If you write only a Megillah just for a Saita alone, Pshita, that has to be done from type of ink that you could erase. His Chiddush is, though, when he used to write a Sefer Torah, even the Sefer Torah also, when he came to write the Pasha of Saita, that Pasha he wrote was the type of an ink that could be erased. Chutzah Pasha Saita Mabad. Rabbi Akiva Vayimah, Rabbi Yaakov Vayimah, Rabbi Yaakov says no. Rabbi Yaakov Vayimah Mishmoy, from the name of Rameyav, I say, that Chutz Mi Pasha Saita Shom Mikdash. No. That the only thing he was makpid not to use a special ink was if he wrote a Megillah Saita by itself. Megillah Saita Shom Mikdash means in the base of Mikdash. When they brought a Saita to the Kohen, and then the Kohen went to write, not a Sefer Torah, the Kohen went stamped to write a Megillah for a Saita, so that's Pshita. There we all know the Loch is he has to be able to erase this Megillah in the water, so then Avada they were makpid to use ink that's erasable. But according to Rabbi Yaakov, when he used to write a Sefer Torah, even when he wrote the Pasha of Saita, the Sefer Torah, he wasn't makpid. He wasn't makpid to use the ink that's erasable. They used to use ink that's not erasable. So Moshe says, now my benayu, what's the machlekes over here? Like Rashi says, kloimar, but my kamiflugi, b'yeta time, what's the machlekes over here? It comes out to machlekes when they used to write a Sefer Torah. And they would write the psukim of the Saita, so you have to write it with an erasable ink, or with ink that's even not erasable. What's the machlekes? Verses like this. Omrev Yirmiyo, limchok lo minatari kebenayu. The machlekes is, if you have to use the Sefer Torah, could you use it? You have nothing else to use, you only have a Sefer Torah here. Are you allowed to take the Sefer Torah and use these psukim of Pasha Saita, and use it to erase it in the water? That's the machlekes over here. And Bahani Tanoi, I tell you, Kiani Tanoi. This machlekes is telling another machlekes Tanoim. Rashi says, Limchok lo mi pasha soita shem sefer Torah. The Tanakama machkinen. According to Tanakama, yes, it's kosher. You're allowed to take a sefer Torah. Are you risking you're going to ruin the sefer Torah? This and this, no kasha for maisa. Could be a sefer Torah that's postal anywhere. They can't use it anymore. It's too old, and all you have left over is just this pasha soita here. So Shaila is, can you use the Kitsa Sefer Torah? Can you use the Pasha Saita that's written in the Sefer Torah? Can you use it La'alocha for a Saita or not? That's this Machlekes. Now Tanakam holds you could, and Yaakov says you can't. And what's the Machlekes Tolian? It's Tolian like the next Tanoim. Mer says, V'ani Tanoik, Yani Tanoi. The Tani will not like this. The Shaila is, Ein Megilosak Sheira La'ashkris Bo Saitacheres. And now Mishnah says clearly that if you wrote the Megillah for one lady, and then for some reason that lady says she doesn't want to drink, so we don't use the Megillah for her. The halacha is, you can't use that Megillah for another lady. Why not? We said, because of the din of Lishma. When you write the Megillah, you have to write it Lishma, Lishem this Isha. So if so, if it was written for one Isha, for Sarah, you can't use it now for another Isha. That's what our Mishnah says. Reb Yaakov, Reb Acha, Bar Yashi, Oimer, Megillosak, Shaira, Lashkos, Bosayet, Acheres, he yagas and says, no, you should know there's no din of Ksiva Lishma. Even though this Megillah was written for one lady, for Sarah, and then for some reason they did not use it for, either she said she's Tamei or she said she doesn't want to drink. So the law is now, you're allowed to use that Megillah for another lady. So that's the Machlekes over here also, we want to say. A Tanakama that says you're allowed to use the Sefer Torah holds, you don't have to write it Lishma. See, even though when you write a Sefer Torah, you don't write it L'shem Anisha, L'shem Saita, so what? Later on, if we have this Pasha of Saita from a Sefer Torah, you're allowed to use it. And Rabbi Yaakov that says, no, you can't use the Sefer Torah, he holds that like Tanakama, like Al Mishnah, that there's a loch of Ksiva Lishma, that when you write the Megillah Saita, it has to be written Lishma, L'shem this Isha. So if so, you can't use the Sefer Torah. Because B'shach the Sefer wrote the Sefer Torah, there was no Saita in front of him. There was no Isha there. He didn't write it Lishmo. So that's the Machlokes, if you could use the Sefer Torah or not. This is the Gemara wants to say, no, maybe it's not totally Zeh B'Zeh. Omar Rav Papa, Dilma lohi, maybe it's not true what you're saying. I tell you, Adkan loikom atanakama hosom. I tell you, when did the Tanakama say over there it's no good like in our Mishnah? When do we say if the Megillah was written for Sarah? You can't use it for Rachel for another lady. I tell you, hosom elekivon the intik, lishum Rachel. Because over there, first we wrote the Megillah for Rachel for one lady. It was written clearly for that one lady. Then she said she doesn't want to drink. So now I'll tell you, everybody could hold, Lehodra Mintika Lishum Leia. You cannot use that Megillah anymore for another lady. Like even if you say you don't need Lishma, but in the case where you wrote it for one lady, for Rachel, Pshita then lady, you can't use it for Leia for another one. Abul Torah, Mashenka, when you want to take from the Sefer Torah, this stomach siva, when they wrote the Sefer Torah, it was written Stam, it wasn't written for Rachel, it wasn't written for Leah, you didn't have any Sefer in mind, it was written Stam. So maybe then I tell you, the Machinon, it could be, Enechnami, the Tanakam would agree to that. That maybe the Tanakam agrees that you, this man, not the Tanakam, in our Mishnah, or Tanakam that says you need a Ksiva Lishmo, which means you can't use it for another lady, there's only if so to use it for another lady. But a Sefer Torah that was written Stam, maybe it's better, maybe a Sefer Torah is kosher. And Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Nachman Yitzchak also wants to add the other way, also it's no proof. Dil Malahi, I bring another way to look at it, that it's no good. For Machlokes and not totally Zeb is there. One does not have to do with the other one. I'll tell you maybe like this. Ad kan up until now, loy kamer Rabbi Acher by Yashi Yosem Ela b'Megillah tiyichtov l'shum olois b'yolam. I'll tell you when does Rabbi Acher by Yashi say the what? That even though the Megillah was first written for Rachel, you're allowed to take this Megillah and now use it for Sarum. You could use it for another lady. You don't need a ksiva l'shmo. But maybe our koponim when the Megillah was first written, it was written l'shem asaita. It was written l'shum olos b'yelim. It was used to curse a lady like. That's what it was written for. Maybe this must l'shmo you have to write. This much has to be there. It has to be written l'shem a Megillah Saita. Avul Torah Mashenka, when you go to write a Sefer Torah, the Islamic Siva, if a Chala wasn't written l'shem a Saita. It was written just time to learn from it. That's what you write a Sefer Torah for. Not to use it for Megillah. His Achinamid, Lo Machinon. Maybe an Echnam, you can't use it. You can't be Meicherit. Maybe even if you're old, you don't need a ksiva lishma, you don't have to write the sefer exactly for which lady. But our koponim, you have to write the Megillah l'shem or Megillah Saita. Mashenken over here, the sefer Torah that wasn't even written, l'shem or Megillah Saita, it was written just to learn from, maybe it's possible. Therefore, one svar is not totally zeb zeh. Each machlek is a separate machlek by itself. Then Echlami, those are the machlekesin. Tanakama learns, you could use a Sefer Torah for Megillah. Megillah Saita. And Rabbi Yaakov says you can't. But there's another machlekes about Lishmo. If you need Lishmo or not, those are two separate machlekesin.
All right, turn over.
Yeah. Right. For the Makasha, Rav Acher, Rav Yashio, let's lay. Like Rav Acher, Rav Yaakov says over here that the Megillah Saita that was written for one lady, you're allowed to use it for another one. Sakasha, doesn't he agree by Gershon, it's not that way? Doesn't he agree to the Mishnah Gittin that says, Kosav Lagaras Esishtoi, if somebody wrote a get for his wife, Venimlach, then he changed his mind not to give her a get. Now, Motze Benir, another person in the city found him, for Yomla, told his friend Yaakov, listen, Shmi Kishmecha, your name is Yaakov and my name is Yaakov. V'shem mishtik v'shem mishtikho. Your wife is Rachel and my wife is Rachel. So Gvaltik, let me use your get. I want to give my wife a get now. It says Yaakov, the wife, to Rachel. So let me use your get. So Mishtik says totally there, Posel a garbage boy, that you can't use it. Because we know a get has to be written l'shmo, it has to be written l'shem your wife and this husband. Even though they have the same names, they can't. Another person can't use it. So if so, how come you're telling me now by Megillah Saita that it's kosher? So my answer is Amri, Hosom the cost of Lama Rachmanin. Bino Ksiva Lishma. It says by get the cost of law. So Dashin law means you have to write it Lishma, Lishame your wife. Fred Gemara no, Hochinami Vyosa law. Here also it says by Megillah Saita, Vyosa law, Mashman you have to make it for her, which would be Mashman has to be made Lishma. Again, you have to make it for this Saita. So if it was made for one Saita, how could you use it for another one? So my answer is, you know what he holds. You know what? Rabbi Acher, Rabbi Yashi says, "Shana's pasuk is Mayasiya Mechika." When the Pasuk says, we also law the making, does not mean the writing of the Megillah, it means the erasing of the Megillah. True, but Shashi goes, he erased the Megillah, you have to have Badafka this Saiter in mind. And if that's true, if you erased it for one Saiter, then of out of the water now you can't give for another Saiter to drink. That he admits, it has to be erased, l'shem this Saiter. Just so before you erased it, just when it was written for one Saiter, that he holds he could use it for another one. Then the Mishnah says, "Ain't the aspekas mishnah as a panel." She doesn't finish drinking the water when right away she busts the face turns green and the veins start busting. Mani Rebbe Shimon, where our Mishnah goes like Rebbe Shimon. The Yomer Rebbe Shimon says, "Makrives minchasa." That first used to bring her mincha of the seiter. The Yachakach mashkan. Then she would drink the mehamorim. Why the kamad le korbim minchasa? Because avada. If it hold the other shita that she would drink the water first, sub shita the water would not take effect. The kamad lekorbim minchasa, because up until they didn't bring the mincha lebatki lemaya, then for sure the water cannot take effect. Because the pasuk says mincha zikoren, that with maskeras oven, that this mincha has to do with the maskeras of the oven. So pshita that the Mishnah says right after she drinks, the water takes effect. It has to go like Reb Shimon that we already brought the mincha before. Therefore, now as soon as she drinks the water, right away it could take effect. For the Gemara, if so, Amos Sefer, what does the Sefer of our Mishnah say? Yesh lo schus hoisa toila. If she has the schus, she has certain type of merits, then it's toila that even though she did this nus desaita, she won't be affected right away. Is the chura also the Rabbanan, that goes according to Rabbanan Shita, and not like Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon, if Reb Shimon, we had before, Reb Shimon said before, Aymar, ain schus toila b'mayim amarim. Reb Shimon had a taina. He's going to tell me that sometimes a schus helps, you might see laz on all the water. That any time an isha is like clean, they'll always say not the pshat that she's Torah, she didn't have znus, but she has chusim. So here's on davov that Reb Shimon says he doesn't know from this yisoid that a chus is not Torah. So Reb Shimon is not like our Mishnah. So the steer, who does our Mishnah go like? The Reish is Reb Shimon, and the Seif is not like Reb Shimon. So Gemara says Amar Reb Chizah says Amani Reb Kiva he Enoch Nami. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Kiva Shita. The Yomer Reb Kiva agrees to Reb Shimon at this point. That makrives minchosi v'chakach mashka, that used to first bring the mincha and then she would drink the meyamarim. But it was chus nogeh to the shayla of an isha soita. Even if she did the tumah, if she has certain chusin, it could protect her from the water. Sav lo k'rabbonin. This Rabbi Kiva agrees to Rabbanan, yes, that there are certain chusim that the water protected. That will see Mishnah next daf tomorrow. Which chusim protected? Right. Which chusim exactly protected? Right, then our Mishnah says, right away when the water took effect upon her, that her veins started to burst, right away they would tell her, take her out of the Mikdash. Take her out. For the more of my time, what were they afraid? What do you have to take her out of the Beis Mikdash for? Dilma, Mace, if you go, squash, you're afraid. Maybe she'll die there. Lemaimer, you want to tell me then, the Mace also the Machna Leviya? That a Mace is also to be in the Machna Leviya? Like over here, the Saita never went into the Ezras. Yikanim. She only went into the Ezra's Noshim and then into the Shah Niknur. We always learned the Shah Niknur does not have Kedusha of the Kodesh Kedoshim. That was not Machna Shechina yet. It was only Machna Leviya. So it comes out the Saita was only in Machna Leviya. And the Lacher is Batanya, we learned like this. Tomei Meis Mutter Likonis Le Machna Leviya. If somebody is a Tomei Meis, somebody touched a Meis, he's allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash, into the Machna Leviya he's allowed to go to. And Veloy Tomei Meis Bavad. Not only somebody that touched a mace, Amru, it was said, Ela afilu mace atzmoi. Even a mace itself, there's no chiyus to take it out of the Machna Leviya. Shenema, because the apostle says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayikach Moshe atzmois Yosef imoi. That Moshe Rabbeinu took the atzmois of Yosef with him. And we dash an imo v'mechitzasoi. That he was with him in his mechitzas. And we know the mechitzas of Moshe Rabbeinu was called Machna Leviya there. So you see, a mace is allowed to be a Machna Leviya. So for what purpose do we have to take this Saita out of the Azara now? Out of the Machna Leviya? So Rabbi answers, the Pshat is, what we're afraid about is Shema Tifras Nida. We're afraid that maybe she's going to be scared now and she'll become a Nida. And that's the Locha, Tuma Nida. Nida is not allowed to be in the Machna Leviya either. She has to go out of the Machna Leviya. Like the Nida of Yazavi Azava, Balkeri, is Asur Machna Leviya, Rashi says. Could you have seen So that's what we're afraid about. We wanted to take her out first before she became a Nida. So Gemara says, Lemaim, you're going to tell me now, Divi Susa Marafia, that as she becomes frightened, it like softens the Makora, makes the blood come out, and makes her become a Nida. For the Gemara in, yes, and our proof is this. The pasuk says by Esther Amalkom, "Vatischal kol Amalkom yoid," and she became afraid, she became scared, and we darshan there v'yom arav shepirsanida. That when Esther went into Achashverosh, she was all part of the great Nisim then. She didn't come in looking nicely, she came in looking ugly. She was even in Nida then. And still, Achashverosh had Rechmonos on him. And the Mal the Melachim came there. The Korponim, it says, that she became a Nida. So you see, if a lady becomes afraid, it can cause her to become a Nida. For at the Gemara, we learned in the Gemara Nida just the opposite. If you're non Tanan, we learned in the Gemara Nida, it says, Charoda Misalekas Domim. That Anisha is afraid. So even though it came as man havest that she's supposed to see dam nida, we have a right to say still she's tahira. Because when she's afraid, we say just the opposite, that it hardens there her makor, and she doesn't become a nida. So it's a stira. That when she becomes scared, does it make a sidam or doesn't it make a sidam? So my answer is it depends. Pachta tzomis. If she has pachet, she's daiga, she's afraid of something. Afraid means not something that came suddenly. She has a worry upon the mind. So that's called pachta tzomis. That's true. That makes them occur hard that you will not see dam. But bisusa, she becomes frightened suddenly. Rashi says abo pisim, something that comes suddenly to her. That's marafia. That makes them occur soft, and that will make her become a nida. Like here by the saita, now she drinks the water. She sees what happened to her right away. She'll get scared, so that will cause her to become a nida. Therefore, the Mishnah says, take her out of the azara right away. Then the Mishnah says, Yesh lo schus hoisa. And she asks, Chusim, make her protect her. And the Mishnah said, some schusim protect her for 1 year, some schusim protect her for 2 years, and some for even 3 years. In other words, like we'll see later on in the Gemara, the limud haTorah that she has, that protects her. So it depends how good she learned, how good her husband learned. But according to her, she could be protected for 3 years. So the Gemara says, Mani masnis, who's our Mishnah go like? The Chura loya Abi Yosi ben Chonin, not like Abi Yosi ben Chonin. Follow Reb Lozer ben Yitzchak, ish tfar dorim, not like this person, not like Reb Lozer ben Tzadik, follow Reb Yishmael, not like Reb Yishmael, not like these three shittas. The Tanya will learn like this. Im yesh lo schus toilo lo shloisha chadoshim. First man yomer Reb Abba Yosi ben Chonin says that she has schusim a protector for 3 months. And what's 3 months? Kidei hakoras uber. That when Elisha first becomes pregnant, after 3 months, she could be nikki, could tell that she's pregnant. Divrei Abi Yosi ben Chonin. That's what he holds, and Rashi says, as nixo zera, she'll be able to be clear, protected for another 3 months, that the zera should become at least hukar, huba, at least she looks like she's pregnant. That's a shear of 3 months. So he holds that Anisha could be protected for 3 months because of her schusim. Faita, Rebbe Lezer ben Yitzchok, ish kfar dorim oimer, tes chadoshim, he says, no, sometimes schusim protected for 9 months. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'nikso v'nizra zera, that she'll be clean and she'll be able to become pregnant. Hulahalnu v'ayim, there's another pasuk in Tilm that says, zera yavdeni yisupa. Like a child, like a person that's never Hashem yisupa, he'll be able to say over the shvach of a kodesh, praise the kodesh baruch hu. So with Ashen Alir, it means zera haruya l'sapir. She'll have a schus that she'll be able to live for another 9 months, that it's possible to become pregnant, to have a child, that's how long she could still live. So far we only had schusim that could protect her either for 3 months or for 9 months. Vaita, Rabbi Shmuel says, Shnei Masachodesh. No, sometimes a schus could even protect her for a year, but that's all. Not like our Mishnah even went so far to say she could be protected for 3 years. Now Rabbi Shmuel says, Afa pi shein rai l'dover, even I don't have a complete proof, but zeich l'dover, have a zeich l'dover from the pasuk in Daniel. Tirsir, the pasuk says in Daniel, Lohein Malka Milki Yishbar Aloch. Now he said, like, Daniel was talking out to Nebuchadnezzar, and he said, like, my king, please listen to the advice that I want to give you. V'chato'och bitzitka peruk, and like, take off your chet, take off your avera from doing stalker. V'av yosoch b'michon anoyin chein. And also take off the